Home, sweet wonder. Home, sweet wonder. Jesus, the Son of God. Oh, sweet wonder. Oh, sweet wonder. Jesus, the Son of God. Oh, how I love Him. Oh, how I love Him. Jesus, the Son of God. Oh, how I love Him. Oh, how I love Him. Jesus, the Son of God. Oh, sweet wonder. Oh, sweet wonder. Jesus, the Son of God. Oh, sweet wonder, Jesus, the Son of God. Father, we bless your name and we give you the glory and the honor and the praise that you are so deserving of. We thank you for another day that you have made and another day that you have allowed us to see. For today was not promised, that you have blessed us to be able to see this day as a gift of your glory and a gift of your honor and a gift of your favor towards us. We thank you for your love that never fails and never runs out on us. We thank you for your love that is an all-consuming fire that looks beyond our faults and sees that we are in desperate need of you. Every single day, Lord, we need more of you. Every single day, God, we need your glory and we need your grace. God, you're so mindful of us that you allow us to see brand new mercies every single day, not because we're worthy of it, not because we're deserving of it, not because, God, we have it guaranteed, but because you are a faithfully great God, because your faithfulness, oh God, is everlasting. Your faithfulness is eternal, God. Your faithfulness, Lord, is consistent, Lord. So each and every single morning, we get to see brand new mercies. We get to experience your grace and your favor. And we get to hear you call out our names and allow us to rise each and every morning. We thank you, oh God, because the Lord didn't necessarily wake us up this morning. Our loved ones, our spouses, our children didn't wake us up this morning. But, Lord, you called us, oh God, with your voice, with your mighty outstretched hand. And you allowed us to rise and see a brand new day that you have made. And because you have made this day, Lord, we can rise this morning and say, oh God, great is thy faithfulness. Because you have made the day, Lord, we can rejoice and be glad in it. Because you have made this day, Lord, we already know that you know our ending from our beginning, so we already have the victory in the mighty name of Jesus, because you have an expected end for us, Lord, and you have thoughts that you've already planned out for us. So we thank you, oh God, because you are the Alpha and the Omega. We thank you, oh God, because you are the beginning and the end. We thank you, oh God, this morning.
morning because you are the first and the last. And because of that, and because of who you are, Lord, we don't have to fret in this day. We don't have to fear because of this day. We don't have to worry about whatever is before us this day, because you have promised, Lord, that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And so long as we submit to you, and as long as we're willing to trust in you with all of our heart and lean not into our own understanding, God, you will direct our pathways. You will lead, God, and direct us, Lord, and you will order our footsteps. And we thank you for that, Lord, because we've already experienced life, Lord, without you leading us. We've already experienced the hardship and the heartache that comes with walking in our own might, walking in our own power, and walking after those things that seem right, Lord. We have all made mistakes, and I'm thankful, oh God, that even though we've all fallen short of your glory, you are a forgiving God, that you don't hold grudges against us, that you don't hold our sins against us, that you don't hold our trespasses against us. But, Lord, when we are willing to confess our sins to you, you are faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness, Lord. Not only do you cleanse us from our head, the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, Lord, but you throw our sins into a sea of forgiveness, and you don't bring them back anymore. You don't hold them in our face. You don't waffle them before us, Lord, but you show us grace and mercy, Lord, and you give us a clean slate. And so, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that as I become in you, you make me a new creature. God, you said old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become as new. So, Lord, when we give our lives over to you, Lord, you give us a clean slate, Lord, to build upon, a sure foundation to build upon, oh, God, a clean slate to walk upon, oh, God, so that you might get the glory out of our lives. Thank you, oh, God, that you don't allow us to remain the same. Lord, when you come into our lives, you change us from the very crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet. Lord, you make us new. You make us new in our thoughts. You make us new in our speech. You make us new in our actions when we submit to your spirit and we submit to your will. So, Lord, if we have anything that we are holding on to, those weights and sins that easily beset us this morning, Lord, we pray that you would bind us right now, God, and allow us to lay them at the altar. Lord, bind the spirit that wants to hold on to our problems. Bind the spirit, Lord, that is willing to continue to be in depressed state. Lord, bind those spirits, God, oh God, that will cause us to fall short of your glory, and loose the spirit of submission, loose the spirit of surrendering, loose the spirit that says yes to your will and say yes to your way, loose the spirit, God, that desires to be free in you, God, because who the Son has set free is free indeed. We don't have to carry these burdens. We don't have to carry on, God, these strongholds. We don't have to hold on to these things that cause us to be weighed down, to be distracted, to be hindered, to be limited, Lord. I want to take you out of the box this day, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I want you to be my greatest desire, Lord. And if I understand you completely, Lord, the greatest desire that David said is that I might dwell in the house of the Lord forever, all the days of my life. And while I'm dwelling there, I may be able to inquire in your temple, oh, God, and see the great and wonderful things that you have done. Lord, so that we can have your glory everywhere, that's all we have to be doing. Willing to do is to invite you into our presence, invite you into our situations, invite you into our midst, and Lord, you will come in and inhabit the praises of your people. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. In your presence, God, there is life evermore. In your presence, Lord, there is healing. In your presence, Lord, there is deliverance. In your presence, God, there is peace and joy. So whatever it is that we need, God, we can find it in your presence. And so we don't have to go through a day fretting. We don't have to go through a situation on our own. For Lord, your word promised us that you would never leave us nor ever forsake us. Lord, we have so many promises that we don't live under. We have so many promises, Lord, that we don't cash. It's like having a job, Lord, and working and not getting a paycheck week after week, even though the paychecks are sitting there for us. Your promises are yea and amen. It's awesome to know, God, that your promises, Lord, are always there, that you will never leave us or ever forsake us, that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Lord, there's so many promises, Lord, that you have for us, Lord, that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Oh, God, you have promises upon promises, Lord, that you don't turn back on. Now, we make commitments to you, and we turn our backs on you sometimes. But, Lord, you never come short of your word. You never fall short of your promises. So, Lord, help us to focus in on you this day as we won't lean into our own understanding. Help us to look to you. For when we look to you, God, we can see our help. We can see our strength. We can see our victory. We can see the guarantees. When we look to you, Lord, we don't have to fret about the things that are coming against us to the left or to the right. Oh, Lord, and we surely don't have to worry about what comes up behind us, because your word promised that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And David went on to say again that I would dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And so, Lord, he had a mindset, Lord. He had a desire, Lord. His greatest desire was to be in your presence and to be in your midst, because you are the very essence of life for us. You are the very air that we breathe. We can't do anything on our own, Lord. And if we understand how great you are and we understand how much you want to spend with us, Lord, then we'll look to you. We'll seek after you, Lord. We won't just turn to the left and to the right, Lord, but we'll look toward straight and narrow gate. We'll look to the author and the finisher of our faith. We'll look to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. If we understand how great you are, we won't go to our friends for solutions. We won't go to our loved ones for solutions, but we'll look to you, the great God that we serve, the awesome God that we serve. So open up our eyes that we might see today. Lord, I know that some of us may be on that level already, but it's amazing to know, Lord, that as long as we're in the land of the living, you have something greater in store for us. You have something more. So whether we accomplished everything that we wanted to yesterday or we didn't accomplish anything at all, you have something greater in store for today. Help us to press towards you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help us to seek you while you may yet be found. Put a hunger and put a thirst into us, Lord, that only you can quench and satisfy. In the name of Jesus, this world have anything for me. This world can't give me anything, Lord, that I desire. But all that I need, everything that I need, everything that I have a desire for, God, I can find it in you. I can find peace in you. I can find joy in you. I can find hope in you. Lord, I can find love in you. Lord, I can find victory in you. I can find healing in you. I can find deliverance in you. I can find a way in you, Lord, because your word promised us that you are the way. And not only are you the way, you're the truth, and you are the life. So everything that I need to be able to walk ahead, to march forward, to obey your word, I find it in you. Bind the spirit of distractions. Bind the spirit of temptations. Bind the spirit of confusion today. We don't want to miss the mark today, because there is a higher calling. There's a higher calling for each and every one of us on this day. So bless us, Lord, because we have taken this time out in the early morning to pray. For you tell us in your word that men are to always pray and not faint. Give us a praying spirit this day, Lord, throughout the day. And as we pray to you, oh Lord, allow our prayers to turn into praise. For when praises go up, blessings come down. So if we continue to find ourselves in prayer, Lord, we can't help but thank you. And as we continue to thank you, Lord, we can't help but to continue to think about all that you've done. And as we keep thinking about all that you've done, Lord, we can't help but to thank you. And Lord, then you allow us to have a praise of God on our lips all the day long, and you inhabit the praises of your people. And it's my desire, Lord, today, is that you would abide with me all day long. And you promised me, Lord, in your word, that if I abide in you, and your word abides in me, I can ask what I will. I can have you with me. I can have your presence with me. I can have your promises, Lord. So, Lord, help us, oh Lord, today. Give us a mindset to seek you. Help us to focus in on you. Put you first in everything that we do in this day, whether it's in our finding out what we need to wear today, or getting direction of where we need to go to get into work today, or how would you allow us to deal with a coworker or a loved one or a student at school, whatever it may be that is ahead of us this day. We seek you first right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and we pray that you would grant us wisdom, that you would grant us that you would grant us courage, Lord, that you would grant us boldness. We thank you, O God, that you have not given us the spirit of fear, and that no matter what the enemy has set before us, Lord, today, we already have overcome it. We have already become victors. Lord, we're already, O God, ahead, and we have the battle won because you have already won the race. You have already fought the battle, and you have already won the victory. And I belong to you, Lord. I'm a joint heir with you, and I have those same promises, those same declarations, Lord, and they apply to my in every area of my life. And so bless us, Lord, today. For today. Allow your spirit, Lord, to invoke his power, his love, and the soundness of mind in our lives today, that we may put a smile on your face, that we may make your name glorious this day, and that we may bring you the honor and the glory that you are deserving of. You're worthy of the glory, you're worthy of the honor, and you're worthy of the praise. And so we stop by here this morning to let you know that we live, and you are a sweet wonder. You are the Son of the living God, and we thank you for your blood that was shed. We thank you for giving your life so that I might have life. But then we also thank you for rising again to let me know that there's no low place that I can't get up from, that as long as I'm in you, as long as I say yes to your will, Lord, I can get up from anything that I may fall or slip to do. But I thank you, God, that I don't have to fall. I thank you, oh God, that I don't have to slip, because I serve a God that is a keeper. I serve a God that is a strong tower. I serve a God that is mighty. And I thank you, God, that when I was in my low, you picked me up and you allowed me to do great things for you. So bless us today. Keep us today. Strengthen us today. Lead, God, and direct us, oh God, and let your will be done in our lives. And we'll be careful to give you all the glory and all the honor. And it's all the praise. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus we pray this morning. We say thank God, amen, and amen.